Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Tripod. You've got your buddy Zach.
You've got not Ned.
And you got not Eugene over here in the booth.
No, you're not Miles.
But I'm also not Eugene.
We don't know that.
Well,
ooh. Are you from the South?
I am from the South.
Are you tall?
I am tall.
Did you have a hernia?
I did have a hernia.
And do you like kimchi?
I do like kimchi.
Well, howdy doody, are Eugene.
What's crazy is that Miles, Eugene, and Keith have had hernias.
Wow, that description was for all of you.
That actually was like, that didn't really whittle anything down for me.
We're all
from the South.
Yeah, I never have where I just knocked all of you out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Miles loves the kimchi.
I do like kimchi. That would have
Everyone loves kimchi. Once you get into that sweet, sweet cabbage, you can't go back.
Is it a tall boy problem, the hernias?
It is.
Loving kimchi?
That's right. And loving kimchi.
Well, yours is a baby problem.
But I was acting like a tall boy as a baby.
That's
lifting all those heavy kids.
That's what did it.
You know that until recently, Eugene thought the babies didn't have neck bones.
I know they have a neck bone. It's just the neck bone's not strong enough to hold up the head. That's why I don't like carrying them, because their neck bone is so weak.
He's like, oh, and then they grow neck bones.
They don't grow the neck bones. They're just not strong enough to hold up the head.
The neck bones just get better.
Babies are so stupid. Let's talk about it. Let's go off, queen.
Stupid babies?
Yeah, they can't hold a pencil. Idiots. They don't know how to talk. What a dummy. Their neck bones are so weak that they can't even hold their own heads up.
Do you guys see the David Byrne special?
American Utopia. No, I haven't yet.
Yeah,
God.
We saw it.
Yes. But, we saw it live. Yes. I love David Byrne from The Talking Heads. He has a new movie directed by Spike Jonze. Tell me all about it.
So I watch it. It's on
HBO.
I watched it with some, who do I watch? I just watched it with Beggy, and it was like so amazing. But one of the things he says at the beginning is talking about,
sorry, it's music, and then he also does speeches and monologues.
Basically,
right?
It is a performance art musical piece that combines elements of a live concert, a marching band, and like slam poetry, spoken word, and just like bizarre visual art.
Cool.
It is the coolest performance. It's like, once you've seen somebody do that, you're like, oh, why perform any other way?
Yeah.
Why would you ever do a normal concert? And then the answer is because it's cheaper. and also sometimes people don't want to be challenged intellectually. But he starts, early in the show, he talks about how babies have like way, 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 way more neural connections in their brains than we do now. And over time, you lose them. And he sort of he waxes poetic on, does that mean that they're smarter than us and we all just get dumber until we reach a plateau of a certain acceptable amount of dumb? Or are we actually... is losing those connections actually what makes us unique and defines who we are as a person? Which connections we lose, how we lose them, which
That's
ones we keep, which
I
ones
love
we don't.
That.
It's just a great thing. If you got the age bow, I can't recommend it enough.
Well,
it's just
like babies have limitless potential, but that is right. The paths that you don't take define who you are almost as much as the ones that you do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I'm into that. Are you into the Talking Heads, Eugene?
Sure. Yeah, they're on, you know, all the new shows. Oh, so many Talking Heads.
oh boy, there's our man.
That's a pun.
One of my top bands, and like right now, I've for whatever reason, this year has felt like the year where I need Talking Heads in my life more than ever before. And if you haven't dived into that music, like just go watch American Utopia, but also Stop Making Sense, which is from the 80s, is probably the single greatest concert movie ever made. And it starts with it's so good. It's made by Jonathan Demme. It is so fantastic. It begins with just him on stage with an acoustic guitar singing Psycho Killer. And then for the second song, a drummer comes on. And then for the third song, a bass player comes on. And each song, they slowly build the band until you have like 20 people on stage, and it's just this explosion.
Spoiler, that is exactly how American Utopia works as well. And it was so funny because I knew, I had heard the songs, the popular ones of the Talking Heads, obviously. Like, it's, if you live, you've probably heard one. But I, when we saw that show at ACL 3 years ago, I was like, the fuck is this? The fact that it was like so incredible. They were doing it at like a 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. slot. So it was daylight. And it was like the most incredible performance art I'd ever seen. I had no idea what to expect. The whole crowd, like everyone's standing up, just mesmerized by this unbelievable performance of like, is this a marching band? Is this? And then they have a full drum line and everybody kind of like trades instruments and they can all play everybody's instruments and they're all just, it was just, it's cool. I aspire to put on a show like that someday.
You have no idea how hype I am instantaneously that this is how you started the episode. I did not know we were going here.
Well, you talked about babies and I just heard a cool thing about babies from that and I had to talk about it.
Okay, I could stay there for a long time, but I won't. Yeah. Right now, if you're watching on video, we're all wearing our brand new, what do you call these? The jewel tone? Our new Try Guys hoodies.
The Royal Lion.
We'll always be royals.
It's been merch months here in Try Guys land, and we've got Black Friday coming up, Cyber Monday, all that shit, so we'll have some deals. They're beautiful, and I just want to say, for the record on the record, the green, last time we did the color line, was not a top seller, okay? It was a lower seller of the bunch, and I know y'all love me, so show some support, because this is a beautiful green.
The green and the purple and the red. Honestly, I actually think that the blue is the least beautiful colors. It's still beautiful. I think it looks really good, but I personally want to wear all of these.
But that's because you're sitting in the dark over there in Miles' corner.
Let me hop over here. I'll be right back, audience. Let me put it on Zach's camera.
Yeah, do a little dance. Keith is strutting up, almost like a little David Byrne himself. Oh yeah, see, it's beautiful, Keith. Beautiful.
No, the blue's nice.
Yeah, you're hot, dude.
Okay,
still by the green, but.
But I do like these, and the Triceratops is embroidered. It's really nice. It's warm and cozy. I love that our strings also are the same color. I think that's cooler than the white strings, which white strings work for some of them. And we have some that have white strings. You can buy those.
But we finally just announced also we've got a plushie. We've got a onesie. I feel like we've completed the merch gauntlet. Yeah. I'm very excited and happy about those. Okay, enough plug-in. Today is Thanksgiving. Last week, Miles...
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Thanksgiving is finally here.
And we hope that you're being safe and responsible.
It's too late now to change it if you're not. So either way, we're going to have a fun podcast. So whether or not you've been a good girl or good boy or bad girl or bad boy or bad don't identify as either or good don't identify as either, Santa's watching. And he's going to bring you coal if you're doing bad social distancing. You know it's true.
You naughty little minx. Last week, Miles sent us
a
game.
What's up, Eugene? What's up?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the audience. I want him to know that Santa's watching.
Yeah.
Santa!
I actually felt that you were talking to me because I have not accepted the Lord and Savior Santa Claus into my heart.
Santa Christ. Santa boy.
Yeah, he is related to me.
Are they related?
No.
They're cousins? Santa's Jesus' cousin?
They both have magic.
They're related through the mythology.
Are they all? Is this what I'm learning? That they're all from one bloodline? They're like...
No, they're not blood related.
The Easter Bunny is his...
I meant related in a conceptual sense.
Do you think Santa and Jesus spend Thanksgiving together? And do they argue about politics?
You know what? I was just thinking, somebody should make...
You're not going to answer that question?
No. I got a better premise. Okay. Somebody should make a movie or story that is basically about like Jesus being part of the wizarding world, but he leaves the wizarding world to openly do magic in front of all the normals and have them praise him as a god. And he's actually an evil wizard.
An evil wizard?
Yeah, because he's like conceited. He's like, I'm going to rule people. I'm not going to hide my magic anymore. I'm going to show them I have magic. They're going to think I'm a god. They're going to think I'm actually the son of God. I was born from a virgin or some shit. And then it's going to work. And it worked. Like, that could be a good story.
What? I just totally blanked out while you were talking.
I'm talking about...
Do the exact same pitch again.
I'm talking about Wizard Jesus. Jesus. He goes to Hogwarts, right?
But he already is a wizard.
Exactly. I know.
Oh,
but
he goes to
He is part... But this is the actual origin story of Jesus. Forget the baby shit. That's
so
not
it's like
real.
A prophet,
that was written
a
later.
Prophet school?
Yeah. No. It's a standard...
He's a wizard.
Standard
who leaves
wizard.
Wizard town to be like, hey, guys... He goes to the muggles.
Yeah, he goes to the normies.
And he says, I'm not a wizard. I'm a god.
Oh, you're rewriting his story.
I'm making like a fictional.
You're rewriting fictional his story.
and about how he was actually aware of what he was doing, and he wanted to create a religion based around himself. And
now,
he was
if we're
a
going
wizard.
To extend folklore, perhaps Judas is a werewolf.
Well, I would say like Judas maybe also is a wizard, but he's trying to eliminate Jesus's evil wizarding ways.
A tragic hero.
Yeah, and like he's like, you're gonna out all of us. You're what you're doing is wrong. You're not the son of God. I'm just saying, somebody God could write this. I feel like it could be a story or a musical, Eugene.
Yeah. It seems like those movies where they were always like Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire
Jesus
Hunter.
Christ, wizard. Instead of superstar, wizard. Jesus, wizard.
Evil wizard.
A wizard. Yeah. Jesus Christ, evil wizard.
How do we get onto Jesus from Thanksgiving?
You said that he was related to Santa.
I think it was all
and
you.
So you started saying Santa. Why were you? You said was, ho 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 for the wrong holiday. I was like, why do we even have Santa involved?
Because as soon as it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas.
Okay with that.
Yeah, right. And like some people even say that it's Christmas on November 1st.
This year, I accepted it because you got to throw people a bone.
Give people some joy.
I get it. But with those little fuckers. Our friends, you know what? I'm going to call one of them out right now. I'm going to call one of them out. My good friend, Kelsey Dara, who I'm starting a podcast with in the new year, but maybe not after this shit, on Halloween. You know what she did? You know what she did?
What'd she do?
Thank you for asking. She posted a story of her decorating her Christmas tree on Hallow's Eve.
Oh.
I
was fucked up.
I had two friends in college, Jeff and Greg, great guys, and they did have a philosophy that at midnight on Halloween, they came home after the party and they started screaming, "Christmas starts now!" And they started decorating their dorm for Christmas and while screaming, "Christmas starts now." And they went so far as to make like a Facebook group called Christmas Starts Now and try to get more and more of their friends to like decorate for Christmas. Literally while you're drunk from Halloween in your space.
I cannot wait to own a house and I'm going to drop so much money on Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave them up through Christmas.
Oh.
I'm just going to, you know what? The way that people do Christmas early, I'm going to do Halloween late. Well, I'm leaving it up till New Year.
Wizard Jesus could honestly fill both requirements,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe I'll get a zombie Santa.
You get like, evil wizard Jesus is definitely a Halloween figure, and then he kind of still is relatable around Christmas.
So, when Miles gave us Thanksgiving games,
he gave us games.
He gave us games. So. I got it right
like,
here.
What are the
games? Like cornhole.
He wanted us to do this last week, aka today, because we filmed these back to back.
Yeah.
But
you guys don't have to bring that up every time. People don't know.
No, Eugene,
they think that videos are filmed the day before
Eugene,
we release them.
Eugene,
you don't have to reiterate things they don't already
Eugene,
know.
I'm hoping the audience who's watching this is enjoying how often I'm just flashing through all of the cameras, and I hope it doesn't create a strobe effect. But if it does, warning. There's a strobe effect. I keep just flashing through the camera. It's fun. It's like a little bit of like cacophony. Ready, audience? Whoa, 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 whoa. It's fun.
Okay, I think you're drunk with power.
Maybe I'm evil wizard Jesus.
I'm moving this along. This is a game that we did not film last week, aka earlier.
Okay. Eugene, what do you think?
It's called Hot or Not. We've played this before.
Okay.
I feel like you like being the game master, Eugene.
Got the phone.
All right.
Go cool. for it.
Hot or not?
Hot pockets.
Sure.
Hot.
Well, not if they're not hot.
Oh.
Then they're cold.
Then they're not pockets. Okay, go ahead with the real game.
Hot pockets are so dangerous.
Not pockets.
Not pockets. That's like at the anthem for lady jeans. Not pockets.
Yeah.
Not pockets.
That put me in a good mood. We should do this
all
the time.
What's the first one?
I like goofy energy. I'm thinking about how hazardous any microwavable pocket is. Pizza bites, hot pockets. Even if you like are too lazy to de-thaw your uncrustable, and then you microwave that, you just like scalding hot goo burst out of the corner.
Last night, I tried to make some Bibigo soup dumplings in the microwave because they came in like microwavable trays, and that was like how I had to. And the first one I ate, it was like scalding hot. So I'm like, they're all done. Every other one was room temperature, if not cold.
Knot pocket.
But it was too late. I had a knot pocket. It was from Costco. Becky got a Costco cart, and I told her I'll never go. Costco scares me. A lady hit me with her cart the first time I ever went, and I said, that's enough for me. And I went back to the man and said, I'd like to return my membership, please. All of 10 minutes after I bought it. It was a quick change. But she's decided that she's going to go to Costco. We're always following the Costco. You're a Costco boy, right, Eugene?
Yeah, buy in bulk. Have stuff for 2 months.
Yeah. I guess it's a good way to live. And now that I have a second fridge, because I have a house.
Wow, two fridge boys.
Real Costco boy.
I can keep things in the other fridge and the other freezer.
Mm-hmm.
What's hot or not?
Hot or not. Can I get like a little hot or not thing?
Hot or not.
Mufflers.
Are we saying like temperature-wise, is it hot or is it hot like I want to...
I think this is fuck like, I want to fuck it.
Do
you
hot.
Want, do really? You want to fuck a muffler? Like, but like conceptually. Like, I'm not saying you actually have to fuck the muffler. That seems
so
like
it's
a
like
bad
sexy
idea.
Or not. Mufflers.
Yeah, we've done this before. Like, I said whitefish, not hot. Remember that? That
I don't was think I don't think I was in that podcast.
Oh, whitefish, not hot.
What about yellowtail sashimi?
That's hot.
All right.
Wait, you don't like any type of whitefish, like branzino?
No, I'm fine. It's just not hot.
It's hot.
I had some good sea bass.
Yeah, that's hot.
At Eugene's house.
Sea was bass, hot. More often than not, is bad. More often. And whoa. Of the fish, it is not hot. Here's what's hot. Yellowtail, tuna, salmon.
What about
swordfish? Oh, fuck me up. Whitefish ain't hot.
What about big mouth bass on the wall that sang the songs?
Look, there's always the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, that's true.
He's obviously not.
Mufflers are the things in the back of the car, right?
Yeah.
Where exhaust comes out of.
People in the South who drive trucks remove from their trucks so they can make a fuck ton of noise all the time.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to say not hot.
It's not hot.
Really? Oh, I think they're definitely hot because of what you just said.
That's what I mean. The muffler is hot. The idea of making a loud truck, not hot.
So wait, what side are you on? You're saying that...
No. I was talking about the same, like that's
okay,
not
we're on the
hot.
Same
removing
page.
Yeah,
muffler.
We think the muffler... It's
hot.
And hot.
Keep those mufflers.
Are you driving in your car right now as you listen to this? Well, guess what? You got something hot in your back. And it's a muffler.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm feeling goofy.
I just hate so much people that have loud cars. Like, what? It's just rude.
Motorcycles. I actually don't mind motorcycles being loud on the freeway. I sure. like to know that they're there. But ripping through a neighborhood at night, you can fuck yourself to death. I hope that evil Jesus with casts a spell on you. I hope evil Jesus comes down
and your chimney.
Casts a weird charm on you.
Well, I feel like evil Jesus is like in really glittery black robes.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of said it like jizz. Evil Jesus.
No, that's how evil Jesus talks.
Evil Jesus.
He's
Jesus.
Like really lazy talker.
I'm evil Jesus.
And Moses, obviously, also was a wizard. But he was like, oh, I'm doing it for God. I'm not
really picturing
a wizard.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, Moses and Dumbledore, I think, kind of look the same in my mind.
Sim vibes.
No, I feel like Moses was ripped.
Oh, sick.
I think Moses was a hottie bobotty.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking Jude Law Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah, I get down with that.
Oh, young Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. Young Dumbies.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep talking about Harry Potter. It really means nothing to my life anymore.
But. Yeah, I know. It's the best wizard reference. There's not, I mean, Gandalf, but you don't really learn. We should have a Gandalf origin story.
I was about
movie.
To say, fuckable Gandalf.
Hot young Gandalf. And he could be hanging out with that Christmas Gandalf that was in the woods.
How old is Gandalf, though? He's so old, right? Isn't he like 800?
He's old.
So, like, we'd have to go real far back.
Wait, isn't the Christmas Gandalf the brown wizard?
Yeah.
What, he has the bunny sled?
Yeah.
He seems like Rata.
He has a bunny sled.
Radagast?
No, it's Radagast.
Radagast, I think.
Right, something like that.
What are you talking about?
It's from the Hobbits.
From the Hobbits. There's a
from the
Gandalf has a bro friend mm-hmm. that lives, he's like a very like...
He's got a sled that's run by
like
bunnies.
He's like a hill folk wizard.
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't remember him?
Very fuzzy.
Well,
you hate
the Hobbit movies, right?
I love the Hobbit. Right. I love the
of
book.
Of course, it's
love
good.
The original
it's
cartoon.
So
one of the several
That's
hills.
That's what Bilbo Baggins hates. Smash the bowls and break the plates. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
I
love that song.
One of the many, many hills I'll die on. I'm willing to die for all of my hot takes. I think that the first Hobbit movie is one of the absolute bottom of the barrel worst movie experiences that you could ever subject yourself to. I wish I could go back in time as I was walking into that movie theater and say, hey, do you want to go beat your head against the wall for 2 hours instead? Words cannot express how much I despise that fucking movie. And it is kind of part of my grand unifying theme of how even the most brilliant creative minds, Peter Jackson, I think is one of them, if they do not have people in their life who challenge them, they all make garbage. And this has happened time and time and again. Peter Jackson, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Christopher Nolan, everyone, when they get to a certain level of success and no one challenges them, they lay the fattest, stinkiest turds. And then like Whoa. There's someone in like the corners of the IMDb chat board who's like, no, it's actually brilliant for this reason. The fuck up, that movie sucks.
We all just wanted a trip back through Middle Earth. We all just wanted one last ride. We had so
three
much
times.
Fun. And they made it three rides.
It should have just been one movie.
It should have been one movie. Or I could have gotten down with two.
Have you made me do this hot take on this podcast before? I feel like I've stated
Well,
this.
We've talked about this a lot between
in
just
life.
Us, but I'm sure it's on a podcast.
Like, no one actually cares, and I want to keep going, yeah. But no one cares.
So hot or not, The Hobbit.
Oh,
Bilbo?
Hobbits are hot.
Or the film?
No, The Hobbit, the movie. I'm just setting you up
not.
To get us back on track
probably
with the
not.
Game.
Well,
what's
but
the
now
next
I'm torn.
One?
I like Hobbits. They're hot. Hobbits are hot.
They're not hot.
Hobbits are hot.
Especially,
out of everyone in Middle Earth, you're going to call Hobbits
well,
hot?
Well, as the mythological creature that I am most often compared
to,
yeah, I'm going to have to say that they're hot.
I mean,
I got to stand up for my people.
If you read the description of them in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, they're not the hottest race of
no.
people.
They're not the hottest, but that means, okay, what are they known for?
Their
hairy feet.
Weird hairy feet.
Big hairy feet.
Big hairy feet. I guess
so
that's not to somebody. Goes. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
All right. Okay. Let's keep going. Hot or not? Can I get that theme song?
Hot or not.
Garbage trucks.
Oh.
Hot.
Yeah. You guys love garbage trucks.
Well, especially
yeah. I really am thankful for them.
Yeah.
I love when the garbage truck comes around.
Remember back in the day when the garbage truck came and a man had to get out of it and throw the contents into the back and it made noise?
Pretty hot.
But now...
You know what's hotter?
Now it's a fucking transformer. It's fucking... It's mm-hmm. got arms. Mm-hmm. It knows what it's doing. And I imagine the driver of that is just such a precise driver. Because they basically have to thread a needle from a car with a mechanized arm all the time. I'm so impressed with them.
It is remarkable when you watch because they're like kind of just looking out of their side window and perfectly line up. There's got to be some technology that we're not aware of that helps them.
We've got to do a video where we try to do it because it must be hard.
I would love
that. That's one of our secret top try videos. Yes. I've always wanted to be a garbage person.
I want to do a big truck series. I want to park a semi-truck. I want a parallel park semi-truck.
Oh, man.
I want to be a garbage man.
Cement mixing truck.
Cement mixing
truck? Those are cool.
Those are cool, but they're not like...
They spin on the highway still, too.
But do they do... But there's
they gotta keep spinning.
Active?
Yeah, you connect it to the cement... aqueduct or whatever, and then you pour it into the freaking pit.
Unloading...
Cement is cool. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Fire trucks,
obviously. And then what's cool about that is there's a front driver and a back driver.
No shit.
Yeah, so long fire truck that's hinged, there's actually someone in the back who's steering the back wheels because it's such a big fucking thing to get through a city that it has its own the axle that is operatable by a man or a lady or a dog. Gesundheit.
You sneeze like a kitty.
I think one more's coming. There's some dust flying in the air.
I think trucks are cool because they have a function.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They got real function.
I'm cutting to the camera to you every time just to make sure we catch these.
I'm glad you got
sneezes.
It. Ooh, it's dusty in here. Miles, I think, normally dusts the
area. You think he dusts in his little maid outfit?
Part of his job.
His little classic maid outfit that
Miles
he wears.
Miles in a maid outfit. Hot or not?
Hot or not?
We shouldn't go there.
Hot.
Okay, we all
hot.
All right, trucks. We fucking love trucks.
Well, garbage trucks specifically are
super hot. They're the best trucks.
There was a day I came outside of our office and Keith and Eugene were on the curb, kind of like slowly following with their phones up, watching a garbage truck go by and going, oh, yeah.
I don't know how Miles knew this. Me and Keith really bonded over watching garbage truck one time.
Were we fucked up at the time or was that just genuine
glee?
No,
I think me and Keith really were just like, wow, we really like this garbage truck. Yeah, we love the arm.
I
turned to you and I was like, don't you think the arm's cool? And Keith was like, yes, the arm is so cool.
It was doing God's work.
Oh, it was like really precise too, wasn't it? It was a very precise.
Yeah, because
truck.
When you look at like the things, whether it's a dumpster or a can, the cans are easier. The dumpsters, you've got to like, it's just bigger than the arm. And if you kind of think about it, that garbage truck has got major game. It's just walking around inserting its prongs into cans all over the city. And then it's just tossing them, sending them for a ride. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm head over heels over here. And then guess what? Everybody spills all their stuff until they're totally empty, totally depleted. And then they put them down on the curb and say, see you next week, baby.
Oranges?
The actual fruit? I'm going to say I love things that come from oranges and I like orange flavor, but the actual orange it's become a bit boring to me. Like I wouldn't actively seek to buy oranges like I did as a kid at the grocery store as opposed to other citrus fruits.
It's a fair point. It is not a fruit that I actually want to eat when even compared to say a cutie. I would much prefer a little clementine or a cutie as they're known.
I mean cuties, they know how they're hot. They know how they are. I'm hot. I'm a cutie.
You know what? You've rocked my world. Because I was about to be like, yeah, they're hot. We all like oranges. But now that I'm thinking about it, not hot.
You know which is a hot orange? You know which one's a hot orange? Blood orange.
Oh,
that's a hot orange.
Blood orange is hot.
Like, bro, you must be tough.
I wouldn't even call oranges not. I just think they're just like meh.
Meh. You know, if you're not hot, that means you're...
Not. It means like I'm just like not going to even like touch.
So they're mid-hot.
They're just meh. I will say maybe part of my hot barometer for oranges is unfortunately based in my need for convenience because a lot of it is getting around the seeds.
Ooh, good point.
That's why I like, I guess, eat clementines more because I don't have to deal with seeds.
Yeah, I hate seeds.
In terms of puns, you can make a lot of hot puns, though, about oranges.
So, you know, it's really not the orange's fault. I think it's my fault. I've changed. The orange hasn't changed.
Genetically engineering fruit, hot or not?
Hot.
I think it's, you know, like... I get that it's a slight against nature, but not entirely. There is some good GMO in out there, you know?
A lot of it is actually very necessary.
Yeah.
Very necessary. But oranges have exposed navels. Hot.
They're
very appealing.
Any fruit, any peelable fruit, when you can peel it in one piece, no breaksies, that is fucking hot.
Yeah. Oh, what is the white stuff around an orange between the peel and the fruit?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is
it? Is the pith? There's a word for
pith.
It.
Pith.
I've never heard that.
Well, whatever pith. It is, that's not hot.
Mm-mm.
That's not. I hate that.
Never part. Liked it. Because sometimes when you get a peel off an orange, but a lot of that stays on.
A lot
on,
of it. It's basically
you still have to keep peeling
fiber.
It. Yeah.
Blech.
It's not. Yeah. Meh.
A comfortable sedan.
Oh.
Hot.
Now why?
It just feels like it's all purpose.
Mm,
you know? Comfortable sedan. You're comfortable. You probably can fit the average amount of people you need in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably parallel park easily. Hot.
I'm gonna take this baton and run with it. I think when you're in your young 20s, you're like, comfortable sedan. That's not hot.
Mm-mm.
I want something exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I want a convertible with the top down. I want to drive a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get a little bit older and you go, well, you know what? A comfortable sedan is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
That's a family man.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone who could, that's a provider. That's a carer. It's like a John Krasinski right there.
I'm ready for the minivan.
It's
I don't have kids yet, but I'm fucking ready for the family car. I want to be taller on the road again. I grew up driving minivans and I could see everything. And now I drive like normal
you
cars.
Drive a Prius C.
I drive a Prius C and it's all short.
Yeah.
And when I'm behind a truck and I'm turning left, I can't fucking see. Can't fucking see how long. Am I going to make this left turn? Maybe. I can't see. Back when I was back in the day, when I drew a minivan, I could see the fucking world. I could see the world. I felt safe. I could, all my friends in my high school could get in my car and we could go to the skating rink.
Comfortable sedan is attractive, but not hot.
Mm.
I would call it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
What is becoming hotter are comfortable Suburbans.
I think when I honestly responded, I was thinking Suburban,
you know,
initially over sedan.
When you see like
a car,
but so not an like the aggressive Suburban size cars are a little too much.
Too much.
You know, it's like you don't have to be flashy, but if you're that size and you're comfortable,
mm-hmm.
that's hot.
It's, I want a big car again.
Mm-hmm.
I want a big ass fucking car. I want the stow and go seating. I want to fucking fold down into the floor. It's not even there anymore.
You're tall, so your legs are always akimbo and all over the place in small
Boy,
spaces.
Boy, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one up on the list is sand.
Sand? I'll go ahead and do it. Not hot.
Preach!
It gets everywhere.
You think that it's hot, right? In your mind right now, you're like, sand is hot because of the beaches, bikinis.
Hot things happen on sand. Hot things happen on sand all the time.
Sun.
Sun, campfires.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies. ladies and men.
Did you say ladies happen on sand?
ladies and their friend. And their friend. Beach volleyball.
Well, we're not going to top that. Let's move on.
I don't know.
Well, I think sand is hot.
You
no.
do?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm not that bothered when sand is like in my shoe. I just
okay, but what
out.
About when it's in the creases of your crotch?
I don't really care.
What about when it's behind your ear? What about when you go to take a bite of your hamburger and there's that one little
that's the worst.
I don't really eat that much on the beach.
That's true.
No, but that's the point. It follows you.
Oh.
And it's always like 4 days later.
I just think the stuff that we described around and on the sand is so hot that the sand itself is just a hotbed for hot.
Physically, sand always be burning my toes. That ain't hot, but it is hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Sand is tiny little crushed rocks, which does give you respect for the
erosion.
Passage of time, how small we are.
Erosion.
Erosion's hot.
Oh, erosion's
hot.
Hot.
Can you imagine you look at the Grand Canyon, you look at anything,
that's
and
hot.
You're like, water cut that.
Yeah.
Water cut that.
Water cut that. It good. Erosion's so hot.
It's like a facelift.
Guys, erosion is so hot. Do you guys ever just really look at geographic formations and just think like, wow, the earth is so sexy.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
You know what's hot?
A wonder to behold. National parks. You look at a mountain.
Oh.
You look at glaciers. Oh. Oh, what are they called again? The places that are cut by glaciers? Like we went to...
Fjords.
Valleys.
Yeah, fjords. And
fjords.
The one in New Zealand, they have a different word for it. The...
I don't know.
A sound.
Oh, yes. They're called
Milford
Sound.
We went Milford
Sounds. Sounds are so hot. Oh, God. I was a big like geology nerd. I was all about that.
You know what I love?
Magma.
So when you're driving through a place where like the road they've cut through a hill so you can drive through it and you can see the rocks. What's cool is typically like the rocks are, you know, they're laying horizontal, right? On the layers, you see the horizontal layers, but sometimes the layers are diagonal. And you know what that fucking means?
What?
It means two fucking plates crashed into each
other. Oh, yeah.
And one of them went under, one went up, and now they're like this. They were like this, and they went meow, and then someone came through and went grrr, and now we get to see a human's purposeful erosion that it revealed a previous plate shift. Fucking
tectonic plates, baby.
Erosion is hot.
You know what? I'm going to add one on top of this. One of the hottest things, and we don't get to speak about it this way because media.
They won't let us talk about it.
They won't let us talk about it. I just got to tell you. Let me tell you. Science.
Science.
Is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
If I was single and if I met a gay scientist.
Go fuck a scientist.
I don't even care what their focus was. Oh my God. That knowledge and the
single use plastics.
The inquisitive nature in which they approach the universe. So hot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some scientists do work on bad things though.
Yes, bad scientists, but the way in which they can be knowledgeable about it is pretty hot. Like the way my ears perk up when someone's like, oh yeah, my brother is a, I don't know, like astrophysicist. Oh. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, my brother's a chemical engineer.
He's I know, and I'm every time you mention that, I'm like, is Keith's brother really hot? I think he's hot.
I think he's hotter.
I think
me.
You sent me a picture while you guys were hanging out recently, and I was like, oh, look at that mustache. Somehow it's hotter, and I wondered why was it hotter. It's because he's a scientist.
He go is. Fuck a scientist.
Go fuck a scientist. Get yourself one.
I love it.
Hotter, 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 hotter.
Rocks are so hot.
Rocks are hot. I was just thinking before we go on, when we went to the Milford Sound, which is in New Zealand, like the most magical, majestic place I've ever been, we took a helicopter in there because that's the only way you can get there, flying over these Lord of the Rings-ass mountains.
Gorgeous.
Literally the Lord
hot.
Of the Rings
so hot.
Mountains. We landed on this little stone beach and we saw a penguin. He was a little hopping penguin.
A rock hopper penguin.
And he was just hopping around and he like wasn't really that scared by our helicopter, which is crazy because helicopters are loud.
They're loud.
And there were these really smooth rocks that were probably, I mean, I don't know why they were so smooth. They were just so smooth. And I took one and I put it in my pocket. And I have this jacket. I wear it to walk Bowie a lot. And I've kept that stone in that pocket. Mm. And I just put my hands in my pocket and I rub it. And it's kind of just like almost a fidget spinner for me. Mm. But I rub the stone, the soft stone. It gives me peace.
Now, is that illegal what you did?
It might be. I was wondering that.
I don't think you're allowed to take anything from protected like national parks and glaciers especially.
Yeah, well, I might have.
But a sound is an ex-glacier, right? It's where a glacier once was.
It's where you used to be able to listen to the glacier. Mm. And now there's only sound.
Wow. I mean, you know.
I love science. So hot.
If Jacinda wants to personally, first of all, I know Jacinda listens to this podcast. If she wants to.
Hi, Jacinda.
You know, reprimand me, I would accept that because she's a good leader and I would listen.
She's a good leader.
Hotter, hotter, hotter. I don't know why you need this theme song. Dude, it's
I feel
such
like
a downer.
It does suck the energy out of me when I do it.
He's committed to it. He commits to it.
Well, I made a choice, and if I change it, I admit that my first choice was wrong.
I'm just calling it out. I'm calling it out so the audience is in on the comedy of it now.
I agree. I hope that Miles can do something to spice it up starting now in post.
Hotter,
ooh, that's pretty sexy.
Kiwi. But it's a couple days old.
The fruit?
Yeah.
Or the wingless
or the wingless bird from New Zealand.
Which we also saw.
Or the generic slang term for a New Zealander.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a Kiwi that's a couple days old as
is a baby.
Human is a baby.
Baby
not
New Zealand
hot.
Kid. Unless you love babies.
Yeah.
Ned's not here to defend himself.
No, if you don't have a neck bone, you're not hot.
Until you have a neck bone.
I think kiwis are hot.
You like kiwis
I
a
love
lot.
Kiwis. I think they're such an underrated fruit. I love them so. And when they're a couple days old, that just means that they're juicier and a little more ripe.
Can we just say it? A kiwi looks like one giant testicle.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's hot?
That's hot.
That's hot.
And I'm going to go a step further. Guys, starting this year, I grew the fuck up. And I started eating kiwis
with the
like
skin?
Apples.
Yeah.
Just bite right into it. There's a lot of fiber. You're like, oh, it's so fuzzy. It's fine. It totally doesn't taste like anything. And it is such a better eating experience, because kiwis, you cut into them and the juice goes everywhere. It's like, ah, oh, when you bite it, it stays. Mm. And you got your own line. Then you go, that's hot.
I always scoop out the innards and then eat the skins by themselves. So I have a nice leathery treat at the end of my kiwi. I actually rarely get kiwis. I like kiwis. I just rarely get them. They're not my favorite.
Let me tell you one up. Golden kiwis. Have you had those babies?
No.
They're yellow.
The hell is that?
They're sweeter. You wouldn't like it.
They're sweeter.
But maybe you like it because it's less sour.
Maybe.
Yeah, because kiwis are a little sour. They're a sweeter version of kiwi, also from New Zealand, I believe.
I think
and they are
golden kiwi.
They are so tasty.
Yeah, they're good.
And I will say, I also apologize if kiwi is an offensive term to some New Zealanders, but New Zealanders, hot.
Is that, they think that's an, is that?
I don't know.
You, I don't know if it's up for, I think it's something that people now own in a sort of like, they own it. They're like, okay, yeah, that's cute. We're not, I can't speak for them. I just know that maybe someone
I'll speak for them.
But I'm just covering that base.
Yeah.
However, to compliment New Zealanders, they're hot.
Yeah.
Why?
And polite.
Polite people. They are so nice. Mm-hmm. They were some of the nicest people as a nation that I came across.
Yeah, we love it there. They got hot birds. Also, my God, I'm just thinking about fruit.
All the birds, they're so
all
hot.
All the birds are so hot. There was like this like born-ass little white seagull who had vibrant pink legs. Our birds, America birds, mixed bag.
Yeah.
Some hot, some not.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's true. Even Australia had like wild parrots, and it was pretty amazing to just be like, oh, look, beautiful birds.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
In general, like island nations, so hot.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Yeah. I believe that several of those islands, New Zealand included, don't have native reptiles. Is that, could that be? I know Hawaii doesn't have any snakes, naturally. So like if a snake gets there, it's a big deal.
That's,
I know that
good.
Because of Lost. And then
can't travel there with my bag of snakes.
Yeah. So take that off your
leave
list.
Leave your
people.
Snakes at home.
Sorry, Samuel Jackson.
But I also, I feel like I remember that New Zealand only has one or no native mammals. Is that, does New Zealand have no mammals?
They've got to have a mammal.
There is, I think they also have one of the biggest biodiversities of birds that are just only native New Zealand.
I think it's only fucking birds because they don't have kangaroos. Humans
everyone
thinks
mammals.
They do.
I think a lot of islands don't have a natural apex predator.
Maybe
I think that's one of the big facts.
Maybe they have bunnies and
they
shit.
They got cats.
They must have
so
bunnies.
A lot of
bunnies.
Like a lot of animals that are like further down the food chain can thrive on islands because there's not a fucking, you know, leopard stalking them.
And
you know?
Thriving? That's hot.
Yeah, little baby birds thriving. So hot.
Dude, birds are hot.
Aren't there islands of cats?
Yeah, in Japan.
In
but
Japan.
That's not natural.
Oh, it's not natural?
No.
It's like someone brought a cat and they just fucked.
Well, that's natural.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about all the fruit that we got to have when we went overseas. Mangosteens.
Mangosteens. Lordy, lordy.
Tropical fruit.
So
tropical
hot. The hottest fruit.
The hottest fruit.
It was weird, but it was delicious.
I want mangosteen in my life so bad.
Yeah.
Keith hit us with a theme song.
Is it hot or is it not?
You didn't have to change it.
This is season two.
Oh, we're in season two. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
You got a better budget.
A rowboat. I like that everyone's thinking about it. We're not jumping to conclusions here. We're weighing the pros and cons.
Okay, I will say something. If I see someone rowing a rowboat, I think that's really hot, as opposed to just using the motor at the back, you know, on the similarly sized boat. I think if I saw someone rowing a boat and asked me to get in the boat, I would think it was hot.
It's got its own song.
Oh, row,
row, row, row, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And you can do it in the round, which means it could last forever.
And everyone will tune out of this podcast.
Yeah.
You real quick time out.
I bet nobody's heard the Row, Row, Row Your Boat song in far too long, and they're happy for that trip down memory
stream.
River.
Do you ever do Row, Row, Rowboat and Saints Are Marching In and She'll Be Coming Down and Round the Mountain at the same time?
At the same time?
No. It's
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain, When the Saints Come Marching In, and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. You
are
can
all
do
same?
It around and they all match.
That's the same
we
as...
We gotta do it right now.
Okay. I also know that knows, Twinkle, knows, Twinkle, Little Star and Mary Had a
well,
Little
Lamb. Well, they all
Lamb
have similar chord progressions.
And the alphabet. Is the same as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little
yeah.
Star. Mary Had a Little Lamb is
Twinkle,
not the...
Twinkle, Little
one,
Star.
A, B,
Baba,
C, D,
Baba, Black Sheep. Baba,
Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Have you any wool?
That one's a little different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. One for me. One for me. One for me. I'm the only one.
Oh, no. Wizard Jesus. You're selfish.
Wizard Jesus rides on the backs.
You will see
magical
me, blind
black sheep.
Man.
That's how he sounds?
I don't know. We're workshopping.
What's... I'm on the water, you stupid fox. Bow before me. My dad is your god. Maybe. I mean, we're workshopping.
Not bad, not bad. What's the next hotter?
The three wise men. I see you again.
Which song? Hold on. We got to do the song.
No.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to like it.
Three, When the Saints Come Marching In.
Yeah, I know that
Swing
one.
Swing
really
Low,
well.
Sweet Chariot.
I know that
and
one.
And She'll
really
Be
well.
Coming Around the Mountain.
I'll do She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
So
which do you want?
I'll do the third, whatever isn't taken.
You'll do Swing Low.
Okay. So you start, then you come in and want to point at you, and then I'll come
and
in.
You're singing which one?
She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
So I'm singing When the Saints Come Marching In. Okay, so I start?
Yeah. So you can pick the pitch.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Five, six, seven.
Oh, she'll be coming round the mountain when she goes.
Find the pitch, find the key. Find the key.
Marching when she goes.
Oh, when
she
goes.
She'll be coming round the mountain. It's really confusing. I'm not good at this.
She'll
be coming round the mountain when she goes.
Oh,
she'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she goes. Oh, baby girl. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Zach, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what key you were in.
I don't know either. I also forgot how the song went. I was just listening.
That's why I said, do you know the song?
I know, but I was listening to you.
Yeah,
and it
you
totally
just started
threw me off.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Well,
she'll be
you can try it at home.
She'll be coming. How about I start?
I think
I'm
we
the
have
worst
to move on.
I think we got to move on now.
Okay.
You fucking ruined it.
Yeah, man. Someone wasn't inquired.
That was going to be good. My Thanksgiving was finally going to be complete. And then Zach fucking hold his own.
This does bring up the when you're singing with your friends and someone's like, okay, I'm going to come in. And they just start singing exactly what you're singing. They're like, what's the harmony? Okay. Because
I thought your point was that they were the same songs. I'm like, I don't think they're the same
songs. No, they're not the same songs. They just have similar
chords.
They're
counter melodies.
So the melodies are just they match up well.
Well, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Mary Had a Little Lamb are exactly the same song.
They sure are.
Yes.
And we're going to prove it, right?
No, no. Then we're just all singing the same melody with different words.
A little bit of an update. There are no native mammals to New Zealand other than marine mammals. But then the Maori brought over some rats, and then there were pigs and mice. So there's pigs, weasels, rats, shit like that, ferrets,
and
possums.
People.
Yeah, but they're not native.
Dang.
Well, I guess so.
They might
have became
been. Whoever
you know
was there
I mean.
First technically gets to call themselves that.
That's true.
But
and
prior
they are mammals.
To human settlement, there were bats and marine mammals. That's it.
Oh, fuck yeah, bats.
Bats.
When I was in New Mexico, one of the best parts of the trip was that we had the porch light on and there were a fuck ton of moths. And at night, those fucking bats would swoop in and little demons just devastate moths. And it was beautiful and terrifying.
I think bats are cool.
Bats are cool.
Bats are cool. There was, it's one of those, some people really hate surprising flight.
Yeah.
Oh, when a cockroach flies all of a sudden?
Yeah,
that's
horrible. Some people
or a grasshopper that's oh shit, you're one of the wing kind.
The purity of people's fear of birds appears to be the fact that they don't know which way they're flying or when they're about to fly.
Mm.
So I don't mind that. So I think birds are super cool.
Yeah, you like birds.
And I really like bats.
Bats.
Because I think they're really cute.
I also think bats, if humans were to fly, we would look more like bats than birds.
Kind of wonkadoodle.
Yeah, we'd have stretchy skin.
And
bats.
All that skin. Ooh, yeah. Hang from our toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think bats are super cool.
Batman Begins did a good job of trying to create a bat suit that was kind of realistically possible.
People
I
also forget that Batman is based off a bat.
Often.
Yeah.
Often.
Too often, I'd say.
Too often, people forget.
Remember whence you came.
Hanging upside down.
Batman's fucked up.
Batman is a fucked up man.
He just needs therapy.
Yeah, he does. I also think he can't get it.
I also think that he's probably not a great person and a great hero for us.
He's very rich, but he tries to help.
Think about what Batman is and what he does, okay? Mm-hmm. He's this dude with too much money who can't get over this trauma. I get it. But he is a rich guy that goes into... with unlimited money, and instead of reinvesting in his community, he goes into the poor neighborhoods and beats the ever-living shit out of people.
But his parents did try to reinvest money in the community, and his parents got murdered by the community. So he has good reason, I think.
So he's perpetuating an endless cycle of violence.
Yeah, but he looks cool. He looks cool. And I think he wants to put the money back in, but... Gotham is so fucked up, Zach. You don't even know. Gotham's so fucked up. There's no way. Like, who would he give the money to? The government's fucked up. Like, how would he effectively get the money in the right place?
How much money do you think that Batcave costs? How much money do you think it costs to make one Batmobile? That shit is a custom rig.
But if he donated that to the local government, it would end up in the criminals' hands.
No. You don't make a Batmobile for them. You feed them.
Well, Zach, what I'm saying, even if he donated the money, like, so he should open a soup shop.
Yeah, dude, people love soup.
People do love soup. I guess if he opened a business that fed people, that would be a good use of the money. But doesn't he donate money in the movies pretty well? Mm. Like, doesn't he always, like, when he's at the charity, he hosts charity events and he's, like, writing big-ass checks?
I bet you Batman doesn't pay taxes. I'm going to say it. I said it. I bet you he's a Jeff Bezos motherfucker not paying his taxes.
Well, I bet it's because like the local government's like, look, we know you're Batman, and we're not going to ask you to pay taxes because you're clearly doing, you're doing wizard Jesus work out there.
I agree with you conceptually, but can you imagine that comic strip of 5 pages of Batman reinvesting money into his community? It would be the worst comic hero ever.
I have to get that shipment of soup today, or else all these people are going to be mad.
Superman!
Oh, man. Then you really think about Superman, and that's really sad.
Superman.
Oh, he'd be Superman.
Batman versus Superman.
Superman. Yeah. Guys, soup? Hot.
Oh, I love soup. Oh,
you guys ever just want soup?
Yeah, I want soup right now. I called where we're getting for lunch. They've got a vegan lentil for lunch. We're all getting soup, boys.
It's soup season.
So, and like, I'm going to one up that too.
Do it.
Stews.
Oh.
Oh my God, a hearty stew.
I got to say. Hot. I just want to throw it out there.
Throw it.
I think that Mexicans and Japanese people make unbelievable soup.
Very different people.
I just saying, just two groups of which are my favorite soup providers, ramen and also Chinese beef noodle soup is incredible. Or Taiwanese. They're all very, very similar.
You know what I would say?
But pozole, fuck me up, baby.
You know what I would say? There's very few bad soups. I think that the soup from many cultures is quite possibly some of their best dishes.
Yeah.
Like you think about like what's native to... I don't know, American soup. Clam chowder?
Cream.
Delicious.
Cream.
I can soup. Listen, I get down with chicken noodle sometimes.
Hey, it's good.
Chicken noodle.
A good chicken noodle.
You gotta have a good broth. There's a depth of flavor in soup. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's because soups are, by definition, things that you kind of have to slow cook, right? You
got steeped.
Like, even something as simple as a good tortilla soup, it's just... tomato,
yeah,
but and some
veggie stock.
I accept zero soup slander at my table.
Yeah,
people who say I don't like soup, I'm like,
go to hell. Stop watching.
What are you eating?
You're not
like,
allowed to enjoy
every day?
This anymore.
May Wizard Jesus cast doubt upon your family.
I think it came from the history of suddenly, especially in like mid tier dining for our generation, people associating like soup with salad, and it was always just like this side thing you threw on something. So it was always this like accessory dish when really the soup is sometimes, and should be, the star of a meal.
Can you imagine places that used to have soup or salad? It wasn't soup and salad. It was soup or salad. You, as a grown-ass individual adult, are offered soup, and you turn it down?
Well, it's summertime. It's the only time I think it's acceptable to turn down the soup.
I accept no excuses.
Wow.
May wizard Jesus cast shame upon your house.
I, like, you call the place and they're like, we got lentil soup. I'm like, I don't like lentil soup. It's boring to me.
Sometimes it could be good.
It can sometimes be good. But if they just said chicken noodle, I'll be like, I'm on board.
Yeah.
It's even bad chicken noodle is good. That's the beauty of chicken noodle.
I don't disagree.
I know people are not all about places like Olive Garden, but when they introduced limitless soup and salad back when we were kids, oh boy, all I wanted was to go there and just eat like pasta vigol and whatever their weird Caesar was.
All I want for Christmas is soup.
Soup. Yeah, baby. When the Saints. When the Saints. I need some soup.
One more. Jimmy coming round the mountain.
For some soup.
Give us the best hot or not.
Yeah, we only got time for one more.
Well, there's only one more left.
Oh, perfect. Okay. We nailed it. Guys, it's the best episode ever.
And then Miles wrote, happy birthday to COVID. And then and then ranking family situations that make no sense to me. This email makes no sense. He just listed a bunch of insane Thanksgiving scenarios. So we've spared you of that.
Nope. Thank
audience.
God. You got a lot of good tangents based off this hot or not, I would say.
Final hot or not.
Hot or not. You are you hot or not. Hot or not.
The evolution of this has really brought me back on board.
I realized that
was kind of David Byrne-esque.
Sometimes you should just go ahead and admit that your first idea wasn't the best. It's not too late to change.
But I appreciate the commitment.
Yeah.
Hot or not. Who is it? Hot or not. Hot or not.
Okay, what is it?
A free couch.
Oh, there's always a stipulation to a free couch.
Oh, man.
Where have we found the couch?
There's no such thing as a free couch.
There's really also no such thing as like an especially cheap couch. Like couches are, even like the more affordable couches are still an investment.
Yeah, because you got to sit on it for a long time.
Yeah, that's not hot.
Now, we have a free couch in our life.
You do?
In this office. We had a free couch that was a hand-me-down from the Fulmers. In fact, we had two former Fulmer couches. With all due respect to the Fulmers, those couches were real turds.
They weren't the best.
That wasn't really free because he was basically reinvesting it into something that he still has.
I think
which is
he donated
company.
It to us so that he could have a tax write-off.
Well, whatever it is.
We all donated some things.
Yeah, I don't mean to out him exclusively. We did that game.
Yeah. But it was true. We did donate those things.
But those couches were bad. The legs fell off.
Well, we tie-dyed them, though. We tie-dyed that one.
But yeah, if you're getting a couch for free, it's someone's discard. There's a reason.
Free, the word free is hot.
Yes.
But whatever comes after it sometimes conditions, shades the
free,
the nature
ice
of the
free. Them. Free ice cream.
Free hot. Ice cream. Hot.
Free samples.
Yeah.
Just hot. Any free food, hot as fuck.
Free.
Just put in my mouth.
Jar of ants. Kind of hot.
Actually, I'm on board.
How did the ants get in the jar?
Oh, what sexy mystery do we have to unpack?
Can you just imagine there was a jar of ants on your doorstep and it just said free on top of it and would you bring it in your house?
Well, then I'm wondering if the free is a command, like free them.
Oh.
But I wouldn't free them in my house. I'd free them outside.
Okay, so free ants for you, a gift from Anonymous.
Yeah.
And it's just on your porch.
Uh-huh.
Do you take the free ants and put them into an ant colony? Or do you let them go in your backyard? Or are you so terrified that you like kick the jar?
Yeah.
I'm going to want to investigate the type of ant.
That's good. Good
first things first, there's some good ants, there's some mean ants.
Okay, Keith, there's no time. The world's going to explode. Let's make a decision.
I'm throwing the ants into the street. I'm hurling the jar like a grenade, baby. Get those mystery ants away from me. I changed my mind.
Yeah, I think things change when you think of free as a mysterious stranger left it on your porch.
Yeah, once it's
free ice cream on your porch.
Mysterious free.
No.
I don't know. A little less hot. God.
Free hugs. Depends on who's holding the sign. Free the people. Always hot.
Free money.
Free money.
Ooh, hot. Free money is hot.
Hot, 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 hot.
I don't
hot.
Trust it.
I trust it. I trust it.
If someone wanted to give me money for free, yes, I would think that was hot.
Okay. Doesn't seem free.
Well, then it isn't free. If it isn't
free,
then it's not free money. If it is,
I guess find $20 on the ground. So hot.
So
hot. Oh my God. Oh, even a five. Do you know the thrill it was?
Honestly, quarter.
Quarter
is the only coin worth picking up.
But have you found $20 on the? I've done that. I found it.
Get this. One time, I found $40. I found $40 crumpled up together on a street corner. I was on my way walking. I was in Georgia and I was walking with two friends to a bar.
Wow.
We found $40 and we went to the bar and the bar had dollar drafts.
Shut the front.
I mean, it was the most poetic thing. I was like, wow. I was like, guys, I got us tonight.
That's
and by me, I mean. Wizard Jesus hooked us up.
When you find free money on the street, what do you do with it?
When I was it's embarrassing. When I was young,
I put it in my mouth.
I would go to every single person I saw in the vicinity and ask them if they dropped it.
Oh
yeah, I did that too.
I would feel bad.
Yeah,
that's cute.
And I think a couple times I found it like in the bomb, like in a store. I'd give it to the cashier.
I did that. Did they?
I felt bad taking it.
Okay, so I did that once, actually. I found $25, weirdly, a 20 and a 5, in a Hallmark store on Black Friday. And I said, I felt bad for whoever dropped it. So I said, here's what I mean. I went to the person, and the person said, well, you found it. Here's what we'll do. How long are you going to be here at this mall? And I said, probably a couple more hours. It's like, okay, I want you to come back when you're about to leave the mall. And if nobody's claimed the $25... we will give it back to you. I was like, that was good. They were like, chill. And guess what? Nobody claimed it. I got $25. And then I was able to use that money to buy a Christmas gift.
But then
nice.
He took off his mask and it was Wizard Jesus. And he said, you have signed the contract. And now and he turns you into a black sheep.
Oh, shit.
To forever serve in his flock.
Do I get any powers?
You can turn into a sheep.
Oh, hell yeah. Honestly, not a bad power to be able to just turn into a sheep and turn back.
Oh my God. And when you turn back into human, you're always wearing wool.
Oh yeah, like a nice sweater.
Like you a nice sweater.
Sweat like crazy.
Oh my God. All of his flock, all of his minions are all wearing these really cute sweaters because they're sheep. They're sheep.
A shepherd.
That's right.
Is he in here now?
That's right.
Oh, well.
Well, it seems like based on this game, the three hottest things in the universe are science,
mm-hmm.
soup,
mm-hmm.
and
evil wizard Jesus.
Fuck evil a scientist! Jesus.
I hope nobody is like super Christian is taking super offense to this. Obviously, evil Jesus is just a figment of my imagination for now, but soon to be a Broadway show. But it's fun to think, you know.
Keith and I joke about this because we were raised very Christian.
Very Christian.
And we also know many good Christians.
And I joke about it because I'm a godless heathen. I don't
hell
give a
yeah.
shit. Godless heathen.
Godless heathen. I'm a godless heathen.
I'm glad that you with the headphones are able to hear my little list.
I can hear all the imperfections. It's
godless heathen. Well,
we got to get some advice in. Then we got to shut this shit down.
Well, guys, if you're being
guys, why do you always call out? Like, we got to stop.
We got to stop the podcast. We've been having fun. For me, it's a downer whenever we have like a goofy podcast we have to end. I'm like, uh-huh. I kind of want this to go on forever. But
yeah,
we got other shit to do. We got other work to do.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving. We could sit here for like 24 hours. I mean, I'm sure people are going to want to escape their families.
Can I just read you what Miles wrote?
Yeah.
It's ranking family situations. Your uncle has a new girlfriend, but she's bad. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that?
I rank that ninth.
Like, right? Your mom gets into an argument with a cousin.
Fourth.
That's pretty common.
Fourth.
Dinner's cold. Like, Miles, I know, Miles, you're editing this. I don't understand this game.
But you can always reheat it.
Yeah, but you're already, there's like 13 people probably at the table. And you're like, I got to get up to go to the microwave. It's going to make it dry.
I'm assuming that the uncle, too, is like someone you probably don't also already like from the setup.
The weird uncle?
Yeah, it's like the uncle's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
This next one's fun because he spelled it wrong. Desert was actually fruit.
Dessert.
That's always fruit for Asians.
Dessert is very fruit-based, actually. Yeah. It's apple pie. It's peach cobbler.
But just fruit, not a pie.
Well,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You need a pie.
Fucking bullshit.
But if you don't have a side of berries for me, just pure berries, then I'm not ready to party. I want berries with every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, an assortment of berries?
Assortment of berries.
Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Bloobs.
All the berries.
All the hits.
Rasps.
All the hits.
Yeah, I want all those berries. Fuck it. I know it's technically, you don't think of it as the same, but pineapple? Mm-hmm. Yummy.
That's is it a berry?
It is.
It is, but it's
you don't consider it. I wouldn't put it with those others. What you listed
technically a berry.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, so a pineapple is a bunch of berries that have fused together.
I remember.
And that's why those trick talks where they show you split open a pineapple and it's already in the berries, like the perfect little munchable bite sizes. That's pre-prepped.
Yeah. It's not as easy.
Liars. Trick talks.
Your cousins get too stoned and everybody knows it. That's a good time.
That's number one.
Oh, that's fine.
That's
great.
Awesome. I love that. I am that cousin. The turkey is actually a fish, and everybody was unclear on that until dinner.
Oh, I would love that. You don't need turkey.
Actually a fish?
Wasn't actually, you had a plan, instead of having a Thanksgiving turkey, you were going to do like an extravagant fish meal.
Well, we just wanted to decolonize Thanksgiving.
Seafood.
So I was actually researching indigenous meals.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that was the origin.
Yeah. So we also just wanted seafood mainly because my dad, he will like mow down children to get his hands on oysters.
That's hot.
Yeah, we were planning to decolonize everything. I think from now on, my family and I are not going to have any more traditional, quote unquote, Thanksgiving foods.
Oh, because you see it as a vestige of the colonized mindset.
And I also just kind of feel like I'm not that partial to turkey. I'm not demonizing anyone who does it still, because it's clearly part of our tradition. It's the fabric. Yeah, you're not necessarily actively thinking about it. But just in my own way, you know, it's just cool. It's just kind of like, I treat it more as like a fun education process through food. So
look, I'm all for spicing up the Thanksgiving meal. And if I can have more adventurous food on that day, as opposed to just like, there is something very monotonous about some of the common denominator meals. I'm all for that. I would love to come to your Thanksgiving.
Unless there's a good old soup.
Oh yeah, give me a fucking soup on that.
I will say the turkey carcass makes quite a delicious soup.
Ooh, any carcass is just good. Soup
and the
fodder.
Secret to a good leftover turkey soup? Can of tomatoes.
And the final ranking Thanksgiving moment. Too much eggnog makes all the kids shit their pants.
Well, the kids should not be having eggnog. It's alcoholic. And of course it makes them shit their pants.
Eggnog, I didn't have very much as a kid growing up.
No, it's alcoholic. You shouldn't have had
it. Oh, but they have like non-alcoholic eggnogs, right?
Yeah, but why would you drink that warm, creamy drink if you weren't getting a little
What's in eggnog again? It's egg, I assume.
Egg.
And cream.
And nog.
And
nog.
I think that's two ingredients.
Liquor.
Eggnog.
No. Yeah, liquor.
What's the liquor component?
Probably a whiskey or a one of those ones that starts with A.
A?
Yeah, you know, one of the ones that starts with A, like not Aperol, but
Absinthe?
Like, not Absinthe, but like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I just never had eggnog until I was an adult.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a tradition.
Well, when you need eggnog, you need advice so that you don't shit your pants. And when we need advice, there's only one man to which we turn, the wise Jesus wizard himself. Miles actually requested that, he said, Eugene, advice too. Eugene gives advice because he is the smartest. But I think for this episode, because I'm looking at the way you're staring at me, I think we should go up to the big man in the sky, Mr. Jesus Wizard himself, as we enter the end of the year and the holiday season. What is your word for us mere mortals?
Do you feel that your table be too barren? Do you feel like a carcass would lighten things up? Do you miss the days of sacrificial tables of gourds and animals bleeding onto the floor? Then celebrate Thanksgiving. It's honestly very similar to a giant sacrifice, right? You put a beautiful carcass on a table and surround it with fruits and other offerings to the god, me. Celebrate big events. Make sure you talk to me before. Make sure you all close your eyes and talk to me. Make sure you thank me. Make sure you ask me for things that you want. Little things, even. Nothing's too small. I'll listen. I'm always listening. Me and Santa, we're gonna have sex tonight. We're getting nuts. You should celebrate Thanksgiving and you should thank me. That's my advice for you.
I don't know about you, Eugene. I was staring at Keith, not listening to a word. He was like, my brain was incapable of processing that until he said he was gonna fuck Santa. So that is the advice that I took away, is that Santa's a hot little piece, and if he can slide into that chimney, maybe there's some other things he could slide into.
That's right. We have made yet another perfect episode of The Tripod. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a lovely and safe Thanksgiving weekend. Do not go to a mall tomorrow. Do not let your family go to the mall tomorrow. This is an online shopping year, and see if you can do some online shopping from some local places. See if they're, you know, try not to go straight to the Amazon. Try not to go straight to the Walmart.com. See what you can do to help your local community. Obviously, some things can only be getting in those places, and that's fine too. But see what you can do to help the small businesses right now, because the government isn't. So it's got to be on us again, everybody. Us Americans got to unite and save each other.
I'm supposed to plug our merch, but after your very sweet support small businesses, it feels...
Hey, you can... I mean, like...
Do both.
Yeah, you can do both. You look, there's a lot of family and friends to buy gifts for, and yourself.
So we've got for the holiday season a bunch of really awesome Try Guys merch. We've been releasing a ton this month. These royal colors. We've got a onesie. We've got a plushie. We've got the color block line. Keith and I released a hot box of our hot sauce and hot tea.
Hot sauce and hot sauce.
Hot box.
Yeah.
The hot box. It may be sold out.
Is it
already.
Hot or not?
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Woo!
Yeah!
And let me hit you with the actual advice.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Don't think you have to decolonize your Thanksgiving through food. That is a gesture. I think that truly, if you just engage and study and educate yourself about the indigenous history in Americas and then converse with those who might not know about around your table, that's the first step. I think that's always the most important thing to remember. This is not just about what you eat, but it's about what you believe and what you say. Mm-hmm. So
I like that. That's a good idea.
One of the biggest series I wanted to do this year that we couldn't, and I hope to be able to next year, is for us to do a indigenous exploration
definitely.
Series.
Yeah.
I think it's such a shame and so indicative of what this country has become that we have no tether to what it was. We completely wiped out the ancestry and just started over. I just think it's sad, and it's such a loss of... Yeah, such a rich culture that we could explore. That could make America such a cool, unique place in the world. Instead, we're just this garbled mess of every other bullshit. I don't know.
You know whose fault that is? Evil wicked Jesus. Evil wizard Jesus. He made sure you forgot about everything but him. Such a Jesus thing to do.
I mean, there was a strong... divine religious component to colonial. Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna get into it.
A little too real there at the end.
What you said was absolutely spot
Wait a minute.
On.
Did we just make a full circle historical?
We did it, guys. The nonsense becomes the truth.
Wow.
Eggs. Keith, here's with the official tripod theme song.
Was it hot? Was it not? Did you have a good time? Did you call your mom to listen with you and help her realize that the Try Guys are all that's good about life anymore?
Are you okay? Wait, keep going.
You got it.
Well, you gotta inhale. Breathe.
Hot or not.
There we go. Back to the beginning.
Oh, so we were just only hearing the end of the song.
Yeah, everything has been full circle, this tripod.
Yeah.
So, hug your local scientist. Give him some soup today.